The University of Massachusetts is inaugurating its new president this afternoon in Boston. Robert Caret took over the five-campus system in July following the retirement of outgoing UMass president Jack Wilson. Today, he's being formally sworn in. Good morning, President Caret, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition on this big day for you, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, and good morning to you also.
You're just back from an October bus trip, 5 days statewide, traveling across the state, making stops and meeting with people, talking about the state university system. What inspired the trip?
Well, two things. One, even though I've lived in Massachusetts, it's been a long time, so I wanted to get firsthand information from business and government leaders on what UMass was doing for them, and more importantly, what UMass could do in terms of improving what it's doing for them. And I thought a bus trip going to the business and government leaders would be the best way to do that.
What's the big takeaway from the tour?
I was really impressed with the positive feedback we received everywhere about how much UMass is doing and how much it means to each of the regions of the state. And equally surprised, however, that everybody said, we just need you to do more, more, more. So that's one of the challenges, is how can we do more, more, more at a time of very difficult budgets.
Well, let's talk about just that, if we can. State funding, doing more when state funding is being cut. Massachusetts has made deeper cuts to state colleges and universities than any other state in the nation. As a result, UMass has cut back on tenured professorships and this year raised student fees by another 7.5%. Give us the case that you're going to make to state leaders to try and reverse that. Or do you think it can be reversed?
Well, I think it can be reversed. I don't think it's going to happen quickly. We've sort of dug ourselves into this hole over a couple of decades, and it's going to take us a couple of decades to come back out. And I do think we can get to a more reasonable level of state support so that there is a more reasonable cost to the taxpayers of the state. And that's the goal, is really to find a way with state government, who are very supportive, of finding those dollars to sort of reverse the trend that we've put ourselves in. And the way I'm doing that is to work with business in particular to garner their support, to work with me and state government to try to make that a higher priority, and also working with student groups across the state to try to make that happen.
So basically, you're looking for other people to help lobby Beacon Hill lawmakers to increase funding.
Absolutely. Lobby, educate, just have discussions with them. But if you talk to the big and small companies in town, the nonprofits and other organizations, you find that it's critical that we have affordable, high-quality education. And that's what the public sector is supposed to do. And we do have high quality, but we're not in the affordable range any longer. When it costs $35,000 or $36,000 before taxes to send a young person to college, that's no longer what I consider a highly affordable education.
A few days ago, the Boston Globe reported that some UMass campuses are hiring outside contractors to bring in more overseas students. Marty Meehan, who's the chancellor at UMass Lowell, says he wants more foreign students for the diversity, yes, but also because they pay full tuition. Is that what it's going to take to make UMass affordable, more affordable for the students from this state?
Well, as we've become, what's happened with all of our campuses at UMass, and it's happening around the country to greater and lesser extents in different states, is that we're becoming more like private institutions, and private institutions have probably 70% of their revenue comes from tuition. When you have to generate 70% of your own revenue, then you have to look at revenue streams that allow you to do that. We're not going to become predominantly out of state, although you're seeing schools like Berkeley in California beginning to do that. Because they need to do it to survive. We'd rather not do that. We do like to have a reasonable percentage for the diversity perspective, but the fiscal side is pushing it to go up a little bit more each year.
In terms of competitiveness, is the UMass system losing ground to our nearby neighbors, for example, University of Connecticut in stores?
You could look at it based on let's look at one measure, which is the U.S. News rankings, and I would say yes. University of Connecticut is now ranked a little bit above the University of Massachusetts. One of the things I am pushing with the state is get the state feeling competitive about itself. Do you want to compete with North Carolina? Do you want to compete with Connecticut? Do you want to compete with California, Texas, or Florida? Then you need to have a vibrant economy, and everyone will tell you that a vibrant economy requires a vibrant university system.
Beyond competitiveness and the ever-present money question, what's the biggest challenge for the university system going forward?
Well, indirectly related to money, one of our biggest challenges is the infrastructure. We have very, very old buildings on many of the campuses. We've spent $2.4 billion over the last 10 years, and we're going to spend another $3 billion over the next 5 years refurbishing a lot of those and rebuilding some new ones. Beyond that, it's going to be a sort of a general maintenance of how do you maintain quality in this kind of competitive environment, and how do we as a system continue to become, be ranked in the top in the world where you can attract the best of the best to come.
Robert Corrett will be inaugurated as UMass president this afternoon. Mr. Corrett, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Congratulations again, and good luck.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you. Take care. Bye-bye.